Hello, my name is Dragoș Roxandu, and I'm a real estate broker with eXp Realty. And today I meet Grant Finley Shiras, co-founder and CEO of Parkbench. Hello, Grant. A few weeks ago, we signed an exclusive partnership in Quebec. And before talking about the partnership, I would like you to share the Parkbench story.
Well, thanks, Dragos, for inviting me and wanting to do this interview. It's kind of, I think it's the first time I've been interviewed by the clients and the realtors I work with. So this is kind of fun. Parkbench started, so the whole story of Parkbench was Amanda and I built something for ourselves. Like, that's the underlying reason why I think agents have really liked our solution is because it didn't start out as a business. We weren't some just tech people looking to create a tech company to help agents and make some money. We came up with a solution to our problem, which other agents have, and that is connecting with your community and building a database and building a sphere of influence and building a personal brand and prospecting and, you know, creating a pipeline for your future. So back in 2012, I was in the fitness business. So I had a mobile fitness franchise, which if you're, you know, my analogy is imagine me being a real estate team leader. I got trainers all over Canada and I'm just trying to help them build their business. I'm no longer active. I'm just trying to help recruit more trainers to my company. I'm trying to train them to increase their productivity and I'm trying to give them resources and give them value so that they don't leave and go to some other gym or some other fitness company. And then my wife, Amanda, she was a realtor. So she's like, you know, most people out there. She just got her license, was brand new to real estate, was, we had moved to a new neighborhood, so she didn't know anyone. And we were just trying to figure out, okay, now that we've moved to this new neighborhood in Toronto, how do we go get clients? How do we build our business? And obviously the first things come to our head, which is, hey, let's put some mailers in the condos. Hey, let's buy some ads on Facebook and Google, and let's go buy some leads off realtor.ca.
Obviously,
You know, like the typical stuff.
Yeah.
And as a whole, like the way we wanted to build our business, one of the things I ask agents all the time, I say, what's your strength? You know, our strength is not marketing and digital marketing and working some lead funnel to close a client. That's not our forte. Amanda and I are both people. We like people. We like helping people. We like talking to people. We like serving people. We're good in front of people. Just put us in front of people and we'll, our business will grow. Like that's really our philosophy was put us in front of people, our business will grow. So all this advertising that we thought of that everyone else was doing that we looked at, well, everyone else is doing it. So like, should we do it? I just kept going back to like, that's not us. That's not who we are. It's not the kind of business we want to build. I want to build a business on relationships and referrals. So do you. So we got to come up with something else. And then, so the other traditional thing that keeps coming to our head is notepads, calendars, and part of my French, but shit with my face on it. Right. You know, it's like, that's like old school again, but everyone kept doing it. And calendars, like in theory, are a good idea because it gives you a reason to go talk to someone, give them something of value so you can start a conversation, build a relationship, and then that will turn into business down the road.
Yep.
Problem is, it's 2012 at the time when all this was happening and no one needs calendars anymore. Everyone's got smartphones. So I said, okay, well, I want to come up with something that replicates what a calendar did. So I want to come up with something that's new and modern, that's 2012-ish timelines, where you know, what do homeowners in this community want? What do business owners in this community want? What can we buy? What can we create to give them? Because if we have an item of value to give people, it gives us a reason to go talk to them, makes them want to talk to us, and makes them go, wow, thank you for this thing that you gave me. Who are you? What do you do? How can I help you with your business? You know, like, this is what we were just trying to replicate. And, you know, I just worked backwards. So business owners, every agent can relate to this. What does a small business owner or other tradesman in your community want? They want to make more money. Plain and simple. That's it. They just want to promote their products or services or events, their deals or whatever they got going on. They want to promote it. And then what do homeowners want in your farm area? They all want to know what's going on around them. You know, especially now with COVID, which has been all the post-pandemic stuff. I mean, people are living more hyper-local. They want to know what's going on around them. They don't want to travel as much. They really want to know local news, local events, local deals, all this stuff. And so we wrote all this down in a piece of paper, like homeowners want to know what's going on around them. Business owners want to promote themselves. And we came up, we said, okay, so how do we do this? How can we give this to people? And the concept was a website, you know, a website for the neighborhood that was interactive, would allow business owners to log in and promote themselves, kind of like a Yelp meets Groupon. Like, that was the original, like, concept was, let's, you know, businesses use Yelp and Groupon back in 2012. Let's create something like that, but just for our neighborhood, and we'll give it away for free and businesses will love it. And then what's local news, local events, local deals? I mean, that's a local newspaper, except let's do it online because papers are dead. And so let's, on this website, put all that information on it. And so it was a very basic idea at the beginning. But what was interesting when we did our research, we thought, surely there's another website out there that does this. Surely there's another website for neighborhoods, not cities, but the neighborhood that has local news, local events, local deals, and helps businesses promote themselves and helps people stay up to date. There wasn't. There was not some neighborhood platform. This is 2012. And so we said, okay, well, let's go talk to our friends from university and tell them our idea. We're not building a tech company. Like, we are just building a website for ourselves. And so it took us a year to build the first version of the website. We launched it. It worked. You know, every single business owner we talked to was like, this is so cool. Something that's super local for this neighborhood. It's free. It helps me promote myself. This is awesome. Thank you. And what did they do? Who are you? What do you do for business? I want to refer you business. Now that you're helping me first with my business.
Yep.
In all my conversations, I didn't lead with the fact that Amanda was a realtor and I had a fitness franchise. It was, hey, I want to help you with your business. I want to help you make money. And then what did they all do in return? They all asked Amanda and I, hey, what do you do for a living? How can I help you?
Exactly.
And we got referrals from the businesses. And I tell realtors all the time, like, don't push your services on people. Give value first. Build a relationship first. It's human nature. People will reciprocate in kind. And if they don't, I probably don't want to do business with them anyways. And then the homeowners, I was able to just walk around the community and say, hey, have you checked out this new website for the neighborhood? It's where you can find all the happy hours and the daily specials and all these things. And sure enough, people then were like, this is so cool. Who are you? Like, why'd you build this? And then I was able to tell them what I did for a living and what Amanda did for a living. And what do? We found people who needed our service. And I tell agents all the time, real estate is dead simple. Just talk to people and you'll find people who need you. You'll find people who can refer you business, especially if the way you talk to them at first, your first impression is that of, hey, I'm a leader in the community. Hey, I'm doing something for the community. Hey, I'm doing something for you. My first impression, your first impression of me is, hey, I'm doing something for you and for the community. Then when you find out what I do for a living, you now want to use me and support me and promote me. And so we launched this website. It worked for us. It helped us get referrals. And again, I'll wrap the story up with, we thought the story was just going to be, let's launch more neighborhood websites for the neighborhoods that we want to do business in.
Of course.
We weren't thinking of a business. We weren't thinking about doing this for anyone. We were just thinking, wow, this worked in this neighborhood to help us get connected, build a database, get referrals, get clients. What other neighborhoods do we want to work in? And then we started to think through building out other websites for other neighborhoods. And then a realtor came to us, because another thing that we did at the very beginning is we didn't put our name and our face and our branding all over the place. We actually didn't really, it wasn't even on the side of the page. Like, it was very like subtle and secretive, like who was behind this new website. And yeah, we wanted it that way. We wanted people to be like, who built this? Because that will then lead them to us, and that will, that pulls prospects to you, versus what I see so many agents do is they just plaster their name and their brand and their logo and their colors everywhere. And I'm bullish on the idea that if you put your brand second, you'll actually pull way more people towards you to look at your brand and ask yeah. about your brand and talk to you about your brand. So we didn't have our stuff on the site. And what happened was, because we didn't have our Amanda's real estate information on the website, a realtor came to us and said, hey, I use this website. My friends use this website. I'm always looking for places to promote my real estate brand online. Can I advertise on this website? And we're like, no, this is actually being done by a realtor. You're her competition. I'm sorry. No. Like, and to this day, that's like our whole business model is one realtor per neighborhood. Mm-hmm. And so this realtor asks us if they can advertise. We're like, no, you can't. She's like, well, can I have a website for another neighborhood? Like, who built this website for you? I also work over there, and it sounds like your wife doesn't work over there. So can I get one of these websites for that neighborhood? Mm-hmm. And I was like, I don't, you know, maybe, you know, we've never thought about building this for other people, but I guess if you're not competing against her, like, maybe we can make some money, like some side cash. Maybe we can recoup our investment by just selling a couple of these to realtors.
Nice.
And so we went around Toronto with a PDF to realtors in areas that we didn't care about. And we said, hey, this is what we're doing. This is the results we've got. And like ridiculous SEO and referrals and database growth and brand exposure. Like, people would wave at us and be like, hey, Grant, hey. And we're like, I don't know who you are, but I imagine you've just been to the website and you kind of now know who we are because of this. Like, from not knowing anyone to within like 3 months, everyone knowing us and being friends with us. And when we walk around the neighborhood, it was a totally different experience. Once you do something for the community and get to know everyone, like your life, quality of life in a neighborhood just completely changed. We got so much free stuff. We got invited to so many cool parties and things. And so we went to realtors. We said, okay, well, these areas, this is what we did. These are the results we got. If you want it, you know, it took us a year and 30,000 people, you know, anyone who complains about the price of this website, I tell them, you have no idea. I'm like, the first version of this website took 1 year and $30,000 to build.
Wow.
And now we can do it in 15 minutes for a tenth of that cost. And so when realtors saw that and they were like, well, will you only work with me? And I said, yeah, I guess, you know, it doesn't make sense for me to have 10 websites for the same neighborhood. And so right then and there, the whole Park Bench business model was born. One realtor per neighborhood, pay a flat yearly fee to get this website built and managed and maintained for you. And then Amanda and Grant will teach you how to use it to go build your business like they did. And we started selling it in Toronto. We sold out in 2 months, the entire city.
Wow.
And then I'm from Vancouver. And I said, huh, we just made more than what we expected doing this. How many other realtors you'd think would want one of these? And Amanda's like, well, one per neighborhood. And so I'm like, well, why don't we go check out Vancouver? I need a trip home to see my family. Like, why don't we go to Vancouver and see if we can sell these to realtors in Vancouver? We sold out of Vancouver in 3 weeks.
Wow.
One realtor per neighborhood. And I looked at her and I said, this might be a bigger business than the business that we're in. Like, think about how many neighborhoods there are in the world and how many realtors there are who want to stand out, differentiate, do something for their community, build relationships, prospect more. Like, that's what our solution did for us. That's what it's doing for the realtors. And that was back in 2014 is when like Park Bench was born. And that's really the story, is we kind of fell into this by accident. And because realtors needed a way to connect with their community, they needed a way to stand out and differentiate, they needed something different to give value. And this was it. It's been an interesting journey, but we've been, 7 years later, over 1,000 clients, 4 countries, every state, every province. And I think we're learning the same struggles that Amanda and I faced with being new to an area, wanting to build a pipeline, wanting to build a business on relationships and referrals, wanting to connect with the community, wanting to help the small businesses, wanting to, not be so salesy, cheesy, pushy. It's the same problem. It's like a fundamental problem that most realtors have.
Yes.
And I think that's why we've been around for so long, is because we're really solving a problem that, whether it's 2012, 2020, or 2030, it's going to be the problem will still exist.
Oh, yeah.
And that's the Park Bench story.
Nice. I heard bits and pieces, but right now it's from A to Z. And I'm really glad I heard it. And one thing, the name, I find it really, really marketing, parkbench.com. It's in the same category as facebook.com or twitter.com. It's just amazing how you came up with this and how you bought
it. That was intentional. So one of my friends said, if you ever want a good brand name, strong consonants and 2 or 3 syllables. Mm-hmm. Facebook,
yes.
Twitter, mm-hmm. Google, Pinterest, So we kept trying to think of names. And then the other thing you do when you think of names, you then look at the domain to see if it's available.
Exactly.
This is actually a really story. And so you look at the domain and so many names were taken. Like, it's so hard to pick a name where you can find the domain, because you want the .com, even though, you really just want the .com. As soon as you really start thinking about this as being like a tech company, you're like, we need a .com. And I was driving home from work one day. We still weren't happy with any of the names. And at this point, we had started to wrap our head around the idea that this was not just a Toronto thing. This was going to be all over Canada, United States, the world.
Yep.
So then just in my head, I'm just like, what represents neighborhood everywhere in the world? Yep. Like what would be in every neighborhood? What is something that's in every neighborhood in this whole world? And I just kept asking myself that question, because then whatever name we come up with will represent local neighborhood community. And, I just remember back to my days, this is going to be, I hope this doesn't offend anyone, but I just remember back in the days growing up in BC, okay, BC cultures, you smoke a bunch of weed and, you're traveling around to all the different places in the Lower Mainland because it's so beautiful. So you want to go check out all these view spots, and chill out and look at something cool. And what do you do when you chill out? You're sitting on a park bench.
Exactly.
So the real truth of how I came up with this was I was asking myself that question, and I would just think back to all the times I would, you know, be with my friends, smoking a joint somewhere different in Vancouver. And I'm like, where am I? What am I? Park? I'm in a park, but like, where am I? I'm on a bench. I'm on a park bench. Park bench. And then I saw park bench, two syllables, strong consonants.
Yes.
And then what happened was, luckily, so we went to go look at the domain name. Mm-hmm. And it was this guy from Regina and the prairies had owned parkbench.ca and parkbench.com because it used to be the name of like an outdoor supply shop in the prairies, but he wasn't using it.
Wow. Wow.
And so we called him, we tracked him down, we called him, and we said, hey, you know, I'm in my I'm 24 or something, 25 at the time. So I'm like, hey, I just got out of university and I'm working on this like school project. Like, can I buy this from you? I don't have a lot of money. Cause I did not, you know, I'm student debt and everything. And, you know, I'm like, can I buy this from you for like, I don't know, like $500? And the guy was like in his 60s. He had no idea he even owned the domain name. And he almost said yes to $500, which would have been the biggest steal in the history.
Oh,
of
yeah.
The internet. And then his friend who was going to help him do the tech transfer, because he had no idea he even owned the domain, how to even get log in to GoDaddy and do the transfer. And his tech friend was like, you shouldn't sell this for $500. You should sell this for like $10,000. So then he comes back and tries to say like $10,000. We're like, I haven't even spent $10,000 on the website at this point. You want me to pay $10,000 for a name, a domain? And Amanda had already been doodling logos and like she was just super into it. And so we negotiated him down to $8,500 for both .com and .ca, which at the time was like, I can't believe we spent that much money. But now looking back and understanding the value of names and digital real estate, I'm very happy at the price we got it for.
Yeah, and you should.
Yeah, so it's been a great name. And I think when people hear the word park bench, first they think we sell park benches, especially realtors. They think we do advertising on park benches.
Yes, yes.
So that's a common little joke that we have with people when we first talk to them. Like, no, we don't sell park benches. But we are the new park bench, which you think about it.
Virtual.
Realtors used to advertise on park benches.
Exactly.
You think about park benches, people... that when they want to donate to a neighborhood, what do? They buy a park bench and they put their name on it.
Yeah.
So it's a sign of contribution. Businesses advertise on park benches.
Yep.
It's a place that people go to just like chill and chat and catch up and
couples are forming on park benches.
I mean, there's so many so many real layers to the name that really relate to what the website is. The website is a place for realtors to promote themselves, for businesses, for people to connect, to chat, to learn what's going on. So, yeah, I think we nailed it.
Yeah. Me, when I started with you, because I have four websites with Park Bench in Quebec, which is Brossard, Saint-Lambert, Saint-Hubert, and Greenfield Park. So it was the name and also the professionalism of the website and the whole system. It mm-hmm. looked high-tech, high quality. And it is. After 2 years and a half now that I'm with you guys, it's amazing. And that's why I wanted to do the interview, of course. And we were talking about the park bench and the realtors. So I understand now your wife was a realtor before, and that's what started with you and her.
Yeah.
And one of my questions is, this system is so amazing. Why do you still doing it, or you decided to do it for realtors? And when you realize this is a gold mine, why didn't you say, I'm going to do it for dry cleaners or...
Yeah.
Lawyers,
well,
you know, why real estate brokers?
First, they're the ones who wanted to pay us the first, you know, like part of it is when realtors came to us, said, I want one. I'll pay you money to have this. I want this. I know this will help my business. I need one. So that's how it all, it just, you know, Amanda was a realtor and realtors came to us. And then, you know, I thought at the beginning we were going to do it for other professions because I was in fitness and I did it and it worked for me.
Yes.
And think of any service-based professional that's local. The key to that person's business is relationships and referrals, and their personal brand, which this system and solution does. But realtors, there's so many of you.
Yeah.
It's the most competitive industry, trade,
yep.
Period, in the world. And the whole premise of the system is to get out in the community and talk to people and create content, whether it be written content, blog content, video content, podcast content. And it's about talking to people and connecting with people and either doing Zoom interviews or, you know, in a safe post-COVID environment or pre-COVID, meeting people in person and interviewing them. And there's not that many professions that are out and about. Mm-hmm. So even though dry cleaners, dentists, gyms are local, the people stay in the physical location, whereas realtors are traveling all the time. Like they are out and about, walking around, driving around, you know, the community. So they're the best. And this is why I think the whole world undervalues. I mean, I think realtors need to elevate and change the way they do business and elevate themselves as a leader of their community because it's their highest and best use for a neighborhood. Because you're out and about, because you're a little more extroverted, because your business involves networking, you can be a person who gets to know people and connects people with each other in the community. And you're also the most hyper-local industry. I mean, if even contractors, plumbers, trades, you know, roofers, general contractors over there, they'll work a really, really big geographic area. Whereas realtors, you will focus in a specific neighborhood or two, because there's enough business to be had and it's more convenient. And each neighborhood needs a leader.
Yep.
And a realtor is, because of their profession, the best person to become a leader for a community and to get to know people and to help the small businesses. So once we got started, I started to notice the alignment between the work that's required to make money from this is very much aligned with what a realtor naturally does every day, which is go talk to people and be out and about. And realtors just kept lining up. You know, to this day, like it's, we've never had an issue trying to get realtors to raise their hands, say, I want this, I need this. And there's so many neighborhoods, there's so many realtors. We've been busy for 8 years just trying to help realtors all over North America. And we've never felt a need to go after any other industry. And by focusing on realtors, we serve them better. You know, like some companies out there, they just sell to any business under the sun. And then the service, the training, it's just not going to be as good because they don't focus. And so I think as a business, when I start to think about trying to create a really good service early on, it was no, let's not try to just do realtors and 10 other professions. If we hone in on real estate, one, Amanda's a realtor, so we understand it. Two, they're the people who are lining up for the service. If we focus on them, we'll do it better. Instead of trying to focus on other industries, if we just focus on realtors, we will service them better. And at the end of the day, if I'm going to create a business, like I want to do a good job, you know, and by focusing on real estate, we do a good job.
Got it. I understand. Makes sense. Makes sense. It is true that a local leader, it is important for the community, and the broker can do that. And I know we're going to have a book coming out called Become a Local Leader, right?
Yeah.
And that we can talk maybe later or in another time. Grant, I really love this system. I'm doing lead gen since 2012. My system, I created it. I sell the system in Canada and the United States. I have a lot of success with it. And when I saw Parkbench, I saw a big difference. And I can talk about what I see as a difference, but I would like you to tell us from your point of view, what makes your system stand out?
I would say that the reason why it's different than every other way to get leads, get clients, get referrals. I mean, there's a lot of solutions out there to get leads, clients, and referrals. Most of them are advertising based. So most of them is, let me put some ads out there and people will call and email me. Or let me pay to get my ad out there somewhere so that people will fill in a form and then I'll get their information so I can call them. That's the majority of lead sources. And if they work for people, great, go for it. Like, that's one way of doing business. But it's not the major way that agents get clients.
Exactly.
So and it's a huge difference in just the philosophy of how to get clients. 76% of homeowners, when they are asked, how did you find the realtor that you're using to sell your home or help you buy a home? 76%, that's 3/4. They found their agent because either they already had a relationship with them or they were referred to them by someone they trust. And all those advertising channels, they don't help you get the 76%. They help you get the 24%.
Yes.
And so I wanted to create a solution that went after the 76%. And then what's interesting is that people have not innovated on how to go after the 76%. So 76% is relationships and referrals. Okay, so what do realtors do? And what does any professional do? Cold call, door knock, put on events in the community and open houses in the community, get involved in the community, think joining chambers, PTAs, homeowners associations, stuff like that, softball leagues. That's it. If you want to build new relationships and then stay in touch with people so you get relationship and referral-based business, your options were always cold calling, door knocking, and just working my database, staying in touch, phone, follow, face-to-face, text, follow-up, and then putting on events in the community and being involved in the community. And cold calling and door knocking is cold and salesy and cheesy, and people don't like that. Joining clubs is slow. It works, but it's not going to speed things up. And what I think agents are noticing with Parkbench is I'm able to cold prospect. I'm able to reach out to someone who I've never talked to before. And 99% of the time, the person is giving me a warm feedback. And I'm not being rejected. Mm-hmm. And they're wanting to talk to me. And it's almost like a mind fuck where they're like, I can't believe I'm saying a script to someone I've never talked to before. And that person is giving me warm response saying, I'd love to chat. I'd love to get to know you. When can you meet? All the other scripts and templates I've ever used, reaching out to people that I've never met before, I'm not getting a hold of them. They're hanging up on me. They're slamming the door on me. It's not fun.
Yep.
This one's fun.
Yep.
And simple and easy. So I'm getting this cold prospecting done. And the other thing that I think that people are noticing is when I cold call and door knock, even if I do connect with someone, all I did was connect with someone and maybe got a lead. Exactly. I didn't build my online presence.
No.
I didn't create any content. I didn't advance that part of my business when I cold call and door knock. When I put on a pumpkin patch or an open house, I didn't advance my online presence at the same time. So when you go with your park bench site and you go talk to people in your community and you interview them, when you're interviewing someone for your community and featuring them on the website, you're cold prospecting them. You're getting to know them. You're building a relationship. You're finding out if and when they're moving in this interview because you're getting to know them. At the same time, you're also building this piece of content that goes online, that's ranked in the search engines, that boosts your YouTube, that boosts your Facebook, that boosts your Instagram, that shows everyone else in the online world that you're a local market expert, that you care about people. And you're killing all these birds with one stone. And the reason why Amanda and I did this was because we wanted to be more efficient. We wanted to do one thing that helped us check all the boxes. And I think when people do park bench, some of the big things that they are surprised with is, wow, this is really easy. Everyone's really receptive and positive. I haven't done anything as a business owner to help me build my business that's been so positive, that everyone's been so happy about. And I'm prospecting and building my online presence at the same time. And my stuff is ranking in the search engines really well and really quickly. And that's something that they're not used to. And so when I think people see that we've figured out how to combine the two, I have not seen another company that can help you prospect and build relationships and build your online presence and your personal brand at the same time. And I think that's what kind of separates us. I mean, there's some cool technology and stuff behind it, but I think as a realtor, the amount of boxes you can check, the amount of things you can achieve with one action on Park Bench, I don't think people have seen before.
So in my opinion, Park Bench is the best system that a realtor can have right now, because it has the three elements that are very important for the next decade. And that's other experts, not me, not you, that are explaining this for years now.
Mm-hmm.
The first one, it's a local. In Park Bench is hyper local. Second, it's content. The realtor who's on a system creates content. And the third one, it's video. So we create local content in a video format. This is the best thing a realtor can do right now and for the next 10 years. So my question is, when you talk to people, when you talk to realtors, what are they saying after a few weeks, a few months with the system?
The most common thing we hear is, I can't believe people want to be interviewed for this new local website. because there's like a doubt or a worry. It's a natural doubt and a worry when you have a new website for your neighborhood. It's got all this great content on it. And that's something that we do for agents. So that's when I talk to like tech people, they say, what makes Park Bench different? I say, we're the only company that automatically curates local content and publishes it on a website automatically every day. So an agent gets to have a neighborhood website that's just full of news and events and information about a community without having to lift a finger. But when an agent gets it for their neighborhood, they're like, well, no one knows about it yet. We say, yeah, you're right. No one knows about it. And the exercise of getting people to know about it is what's going to help you build relationships. And people have a natural doubt and a worry of like, well, I wonder if people will want to use this. And I said, well, go find out. Say our scripts and you find out. I mean, I can tell you that they won't, that they'll love it, but you're not going to believe me until you actually go experience it. And so I think that the first shock that agents have is they come back to us all the time being like, I talked to 5 people and they all want to be interviewed. And I say, yeah, of course they do. Small businesses and local professionals, they want to promote themselves, especially in times right now when they don't have big marketing budgets. They're strapped for cash because they haven't done well because of COVID. And their loyal clientele is local. And you're going to give them a free way to promote themselves online and create some content about them for free. 100% they're going to be all in. And so the first shock that agents have is, oh my goodness, everyone I talk to wants to be interviewed and featured, and they're all excited. And I've just never launched anything that people in the community have been excited about. So I think that's the first one. The second one is after you publish the content, I think a lot of agents are pleasantly surprised at how quickly it ranks in the search engine. And again, the experience that most agents have had is publishing content on their own personal blog. So if you go, like there's 30 million plus, 50 million plus websites in the world. And most agents' blogs, most agents' personal website is not ranked in the top 1 million. You know, and the greatest, so if you ever type anything in, you know, when you type in homes for sale, what do you see? Realtor.ca, Zillow, Zolo, Realtor.com. When you type in restaurants, what do you see? Yelp, TripAdvisor. Because they're a top, you know, 1,000 website in the world. Park Bench, one of the reasons why we came up with one domain name to house all the neighborhood websites. And if anyone always asks, sometimes agents say, well, I like this Park Bench idea. Can I have it on my own domain name? I say, you don't want to do that. Trust me. And the reason is because that domain name will have no authority in Google.
Exactly.
And why? The reason why you're doing this is one, build relationships, but two, to create content that ranks high in the search engines so that you get found when people are searching for things in your community, so that you become known as the local market expert. You become known as the household name. You get lots of brand exposure as a realtor in this area. Like that's one, that's the result you're trying to go after, right? Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. So we, at the very beginning, we noticed this. When we first started Park Bench, we actually built websites for realtors in their own domain name. And we noticed that it cost us more money to manage and maintain it. And the SEO was really hard to achieve because everyone was starting from zero. And so we told every realtor, we said, hey, if we come up with one name together, put it all under one roof, the SEO will go through the roof, which means when you do stuff on there, it's going to have a higher chance of ranking. And as we grow as a company, it's going to get better and better and better and better and better. And that's what just continued to happen every single year. If you look at our ranking in the search engines, we're just going up, 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 up as a big platform in the world. And so I think agents are really surprised at how quickly stuff they put on Park Bench ranks.
Yep.
It's because we're now a top 30,000 website in the world, which is the top 0.0001%. And so when an agent puts anything on their local Park Bench website, it ranks a lot better than if they were to put it on their own personal blog that's in the bottom millions of websites out there in the world. And it's just something they haven't experienced. It would be like no different than, imagine if you posted something on TripAdvisor, you know, and you're the only realtor to do it. It's going to rank and you're going to get exposure for it. So we're now, I think, like a top 10 directory in the whole world, we're a top five neighborhood platform. There's really only three. I think we're top three. Nextdoor, Patch, and Parkbench are the three biggest neighborhood platforms in the world. And when an agent affiliates themselves with us, they get the benefits of it. So I think those are the two things that people are most pleasantly surprised. And the final one is there's a little bit of a mindset shift where agents go, so I'm going to interview people and feature them on a local website, and I'm going to get business from that? And I say, yes. I said, I've never done that before. I said, I know. And how's your business doing? Right? You need to grow your business? Yeah. So you need to try something different to get a different result. And they go, yeah. And I say, okay, so try this, because we're seeing that it's very proven to get results. And lo and behold, and I knew this would happen because this is just how the brain works. When you give something to someone first, which is what an interview for a local website is, you're giving value to someone. One out of every 5, 10, 15 people, they're going to need a realtor, or they're going to know someone who needs a realtor. And when you leave a great first impression and you give value first, that person wants to reciprocate. And I think people are almost like shocked that, oh my God, I did an interview and that person became a client. Or, oh my God, I did an interview and that person referred me business. Or I did an interview and then a month later, the person I interviewed a month ago called me back and said, now they're looking to move. And then they remembered me. I said, yeah, that's really the whole point. So, I think agents are the top three that we hear the most are, I can't believe people actually want to do this. They want to be a part of this local website. I can't believe my thing ranks so high. And I can't believe I got clients from this so quickly. So those are the three things we hear the most.
And Grant, what about the short-term vision and the long-term vision of Parkbench?
Short-term, you know, it's just to expand every neighborhood in North America. You know, that's really our short-term vision. And the way we are going to do that, the way we are now starting to do that is to partner up with team leaders and brokers like yourself. Because every team and brokerage serves a whole city. Usually a good sized team or brokerage will serve a big metro area like Montreal Metro, Ottawa Metro, Toronto Metro. And so when we want to fill the map, we think it's going to be easier to work with one team or brokerage per city and then fill the map of one agent per neighborhood with their agents. Because once people take a look at Parkbench, they all want it. I think one in three people who actually get the demo buy it on the spot every single time. And it's been like that for years and years and years. The problem that we always have as a company is just getting more people to look at it. And if a team leader or broker says, hey, I really like the system and I want my agents to do it, and I want to dominate the city, and I want to recruit more people to do this in the city, then it's going to be a whole lot easier for us to talk to agents about what we have, because they've got an authority that they trust telling them, hey, you should check this out. Versus, you know, my team reaching out to them and cold DMing them or putting an ad on Facebook or whatever. So, I'm looking to work with team leaders and brokers, one in every city, to then expand in those cities to then achieve the goal of one realtor per neighborhood. And long term, I want to do more for the agent. Mm-hmm. So the platform already does a little bit of everything. Like, that's the great thing about Parkbench is we'll help you with your branding, your database, your follow-up, your prospecting, your sales, your video, your SEO, your social media, like check all the boxes. We do it, but we do it lightly. And I'd like to go deeper and help agents with doing work for them. I think the number one thing the agents need is they need assistance. And so we want to have a whole concierge services division of the company that, you know, you don't have to hire someone full time. You can just pay as you need work to get done. And the Park Bench team will support you and your business. And then I also want to build other technologies for the agents to help with email marketing, to help with business planning, to help with reporting and activity tracking, so that if your goal is to build your brand and build your business in a specific geographic area, I want Park Bench to do everything that you need to get that done.
Got it. That's amazing. It's already really, really good what you're doing. So that will only enhance the service and the Park Bench offer.
No, so, we get ideas from our clients like you all the time on things to add, you know? Yeah. So we're just in a constant journey to keep making it better for the people we work with.
Yep. And you, when I have suggestions, even if I send it to Darren a lot of time at the beginning, you guys are listening. Mm-hmm. And that is a great thing for a company to be able to listen to the people that are doing the action.
Totally.
So we talked about the offer. We have an exclusive partnership in Quebec right now. And you explained a little bit the offer of Park Bench, but I would like you to explain the Quebec offer precisely.
Yeah. So the other advantage to working with a team or a brokerage like yourself is I don't have to collect money up front. Mm-hmm. So traditionally, agents who would want Park Bench, it would be like, I want exclusivity to this, you know, downtown neighborhood in Montreal. Okay. It costs, $5,000 a year. That's what it costs for exclusivity, for us to do all this work for you and the coaching and the training and everything. And it's always just been, you need to pay us up front for the year and then we'll go do all the work.
Yep.
And that was just how it worked.
Yep.
And so when you look at the two out of the three people who don't buy Park Bench when pitched, 1.5 of them, not every single person, but the majority of the two that don't, it's because of cash, you know, which is understandable. Like cash flow is sometimes just not in the cards for someone to spend, you know, $4,000, $5,000, $6,000, $7,000, you know, on a service. And so agents would always say, hey, can I pay you after I get my next closing? You know, like I want to do this and I know I have money coming in the future. Can I pay you when I collect that money? And, you know, we're not a brokerage. We're not a team. We don't have any like tie to an agent's commission. So we just were never able to do it. And we were a part of this REACH program, this technology accelerator through the National Association of Realtors. And through that, we met with some brokers. And then you came to us without even knowing this with an idea of, hey.
Exactly.
I would like to give Park Bench to all the agents who work with my team in Quebec. I'd like to give them a Park Bench area. And I can give you, as the team leader who gets a piece of, as the broker who gets a piece of their commissions, I can give you a percentage of their future commissions until you're paid back. So I no longer have to take money up front. I can just collect money off the agent's future commissions, just like agents were asking us on sales calls. But because of a brokerage partnership, I can actually now do it. So the offer, which I have not seen before done, because we're very confident that if an agent works with us, we will help them make money.
Yep.
So our average client grows their income by 25% year over year, and they add 6 to 12 transactions a year to their business, is what we're seeing. The people who use it and do it, that's what they're adding. And so for me, if that's the case, I should be confident saying, I don't need money up front. Just get started, do the work, and you will make money, and I'll make my money back later. So the offer is for agents who join a local brokerage partner, mm-hmm. which EXP Quebec is now for mm-hmm. Quebec.
Yep.
You can get an area on Park Bench. You can get started with Park Bench. You can start using our system to prospect, to build your brand, to create content, to do video, to show up in the search engines, to build your sphere of influence, to build your social media presence. You can start using our platform and our system to grow your business in whichever neighborhood you want in Quebec. And if you're a part of EXP Quebec, you don't have to pay up front. You can just get started, join EXP Quebec. You can just get started with Park Bench and just pay us a percentage of your future commissions until you pay off the annual fee.
It's amazing.
So,
and the fee is the same as if they would pay cash. It's not a higher fee.
I'm not charging any extra.
That's my point.
It's not like an extra fee. It's, hey, here's the annual fee. Most people pay up front. If you don't join EXP Quebec, then you have to pay up front for it. And if it's in EXP Quebec's territory, you can't even get it. Because that's what I do. I give exclusivity to the broker or the team for their region. And so the only way to get Park Bench would be to join EXP Quebec. And the benefit of doing that is you don't even have to pay up front for it. You can just pay 10% of your future commissions until you pay it off. It's not like you're paying 10% of your commissions to us. It's just a payment plan to not have to pay up front, to get something to make money off of without paying any money up front. And then you just pay later as you earn money.
And that gives also the broker the time to see that the system works, mm-hmm. that we both put our money where our tongue is, right?
Yeah, totally. This is the true definition of put your money where your mouth is. Because if I didn't think my system worked, I wouldn't be able to do this.
Exactly.
But because I know my system works and people start getting out in their community more and they start getting clients and getting leads and getting referrals, I'm confident I can make money on the back end once they start making money. And hopefully by doing this, I'll fill the map up faster, because that's what I want to do. I want one realtor in every neighborhood as fast as humanly possible. And if you don't have to pay money up front, the hot areas are all going to go.
Yep. And I wanted to ask you a last question, Grant. What would you say to a realtor that is on the fence of joining either Park Bench or, in my case, my team in EXP Quebec, EXP Realty? So what would you say to that broker that is on the fence between I would do it, I don't know if it works, I believe lead gen is the best because you know the cost of the prospect, or maybe this is not good in Quebec, or you know, there's a lot of issues that people can ask when a new system comes in, because right now I'm the only one in Quebec who yeah. does this, and it really works. So it's perfect for me. I'm the first one. And what would you say to that broker, type of broker that is on the fence between this and Legion, for example?
I would say doing something different, you always have a resistance to change. Mm. Doing something that other people aren't doing will always give you a little fear, doubt, and worry. And so there's these feelings and emotions with doing something different and doing something that not a lot of other people are doing. And again, part of my French, but if you base your business on feelings, you are fucked. Business is not about feelings. Business is not about emotion. Business is about what works. It is about logic. It is about data. And I would ask any single person who's comparing options of what to do to build their business, compare them with no emotion. Look at how much time it's going to take for you to have a meaningful conversation, door knocking and cold calling, compared to the amount of time it's going to take for you to have a meaningful conversation with someone with Parkbench's system. We save people hours and hours of grief trying to get someone on the phone and have a conversation with them or get a door to open. Then compare the cost to acquire a customer with Parkbench compared to the cost to acquire a customer with online leads, because that's the comparison. If you're going to spend money to get leads, to make money, there's a cost to get that lead and get that client compared to the revenue that you're going to make. And then there's an ROI to it. Do the math and then do the math with Parkbench and let the numbers speak for themselves. Because, and if the number says do Parkbench and your feelings like, but I've never interviewed anyone before, but no one knows about these websites, you tell that part of your brain to shut up, because the numbers are telling me to do this. And business is math,
yep,
not feelings. And I have yet to see any other solution that can provide a better ROI on time. Because I get that when an agent is trying to grow their business, they're going to put time into things. And time is an asset. It's time is money. And so you got to look at, how much time am I spending cold calling versus door knocking versus calling leads 10, 20 times versus putting on open houses versus Parkbench? What's the time investment to get a client? And when I look at the financial investment in those channels, how much am I getting in return for that finance versus how much, and just compare it. And I have little calculators that people can use, because if you want to build your business in a specific geographic area, more relationship and referral-based business, if you want to become known as the local market expert and you want to show up in the search engines, when you start seeing solutions that might get you there that are different than what you've done in the past, you're going to have some resistance to that change. But you got to remember what you want, and you got to now start using logic to compare solutions. Because the one thing, when people can get their feelings out of it and just start making smart business decisions based on what's right and what's wrong, what's good versus what's bad, the question that we ask people all the time is to look at them and go, what else are you going to do? If your goal is to build your business in this area through relationships and referrals, what else are you going to do that's going to provide a better ROI in your time and your money and going to get you all these results? You go find something better, go for it, go do that. But we have yet to see another company provide a better solution for these goals. If your goal is not to focus in a geographic area, don't do Parkbench. if your goal, if you don't like people and you want to build your business on ads and leads, go do ads and leads. But if you want to build your business in a specific area and do it through relationships and referrals, I challenge anyone to go find something that will do it better.
Yep. This
and,
is my
whatever fear, doubt, worry you have starting something new, that's normal. Because when you look at Park Bench, you talk to a sales rep, you're only going to learn a piece of it. You don't know it until you use it, until you start. And so business owners need to get comfortable making decisions with limited information. The greatest business owners in the world make decisions quickly with limited information. That's what they do. Yeah. And you're a business owner, Mr. Realtor, looking at this. So you're only going to learn a piece of Park Bench within 30 minutes. And naturally, because you don't know everything, you're going to have some fears, doubts, and worries. So you just got to keep high level. What's my goal? Does this help me get there? Is there anything better? If it helps me with my goal and I can't think of anything better, then I need to get started and all the fears, doubts, and worries will go away when you take action. Another thing I've learned all the time to people who are on the fence, I say, right now, you're not taking action and you have fears, doubts, and worries. And in life, fear and action, they can't live in the same room. So if you don't take action, this fear, doubt, worry is going to grow and you're never going to do Park Bench. Yep. And I understand why, because your fear, doubt, worry is just getting bigger and bigger and bigger, and you're never going to be able to take action on that. But if you take action right now, the fears, doubts, and worries will start to go away, because action is the thing that gets the fears, doubts, and worries with something new. Taking action on that new strategy, on that new process, is what makes you go, okay, now I know why I bought this. Now I know why they said this worked. Now I know why other realtors are making this work. Now I'm starting to see what I did see in the presentation, but had some reservations around. Now that I'm taking action and doing the work, I'm seeing my vision come to reality, and that's making me confident. And with that confidence, I start taking more action and it becomes a loop. And if you don't take action and have the courage to take action when you have fears, doubts, and worries in life, your fears, doubts, and worries will get bigger. You will not take action, and then you will not get the result that you want.
This is a very simple explanation of what happens with a lot of people in life.
Lots of things, not just Park Bench.
Exactly.
Real estate. Think about joining real estate. You have fears, doubts, worries joining real estate. But if you take action, go meet people, go talk to people, go do real estate, the fears go away.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm totally 100% with this. When I started real estate, I sent flyers out, knocking on doors, calling expireds and FISBOs. That was what I did. And it worked. It worked really well. Mm-hmm. The thing is, it's too much energy. And if you do this a year or two when you're really young and really, you want to do it, you want to be in the on the trenches, on the ground, and people see you in the neighborhoods. But after that, you realize it's too much time. Yeah. But that's, in my opinion, the best way to build relationships and then develop a professional relationship. Nothing beats face-to-face. And I didn't want to do that. I expired in FISBO and knocking on doors. And the option that I saw again was Park Bench. This is exactly what door-to-door knocking, being present physically in a neighborhood is. It's the difference. It's virtual. It's a virtual place where people can meet. The community can meet together. And that was what really made me take the decision. There was a quick decision. When I talked to Silas It was 2 years and a half ago. And I was afraid Brossard is going to be bought the next day. So I called the next day immediately to buy it because I saw what it is. I saw what it is. And this is just growing. And a Park Bench in a few years will just be like Facebook. Everyone will know Park Bench. You want to know the owners of florist or dentist? You know, you can just type Park Bench in the name of the city and you'll find all the people, all the business owners who do business there. And that is a very important also in this day and age for the social proof, but it's also for testimonials and see what other people are saying about that business. And also seeing the owner in action in an interview. You actually know who's the owner or the manager, who's going to take care of you. It's just an amazing system, Grant. And I really want to congratulate you that you build this. You had the courage to do it. The money, I know it probably was not easy. It was really hard at the beginning. I had a few businesses. So I understand it was very, very, very complicated.
Yeah, you got to be a little crazy because we had our businesses and here we were just continuing to dump more and more and more money into this idea that we had no idea whether it would work or not. It took us 1 year of just every month putting another $2,000-$3,000 with developers. And we're just like, I hope this works. You know, like after spending $30,000 in a whole year, we're like, all right, now the site's live. I hope this does what we think it's going to do. It did. We both made six figures in 6 months.
Wow.
So we definitely paid off the 30,000 pretty quick. But you don't quite know. And this is, I get when people are on the fence, they're thinking about it, but just take action, you know, because it really it's the fundamental. The fundamental of real estate is contacts. Contacts equals contracts. Conversations with contacts creates a contract. I mean, like you just need to do that more and more and more and more and more. The problem is you can't cold call your way to getting contacts for contracts. Nah. That's inefficient. You can't door knock your way anymore. Like no one wants that.
Yeah.
And, you know, joining like groups and BNIs and chambers and stuff, like it does work. It's just slow.
Yeah.
This one's just faster. Like this is just a faster way to talk to people and get back to the basics. Go talk to people, go give value, go build a relationship. Then talk about if and when they're moving, then start to ask them if they know anyone. And because you gave value first, you didn't ask for business first, which so many agents do. The person has no problem that you asked and they're likely to give you the answer, give you the truth and turn into a client or refer you business. We're seeing the average conversion rate's like 7.5%. Because like what happens is an agent signs up, we give them a list of, we say, stop buying leads. Here's a list of leads. Here, you want leads? Here, here's a list. These are leads. These are people in your community who might do business with you. That's the definition of a lead. And so when people sign up for Park Bench, you're like, here's 500 of them. Because there's so many people in your community that you can talk to. Now, a lead doesn't convert. A conversation with that lead is what creates the conversion. Giving value and building relationship with that lead helps create the conversion. And then when you call these people and say, hey, I want to interview and feature you, they all love you, they all say yes, then you start a conversation with them, then you give value, then you build a relationship, and one in 14, 7.5%, end up becoming a client or referring business. That's what we're seeing for years and years and years of doing this. Some people, it's like one in four or one in three people end up becoming a client referring business, but the average is one in 14, which is a whole lot better than leads, which is like one in 100.
Oh yeah. I tell people when I present my lead gen, I say from 1 to 2%. You're doing the minimum, it's 1% because that's the numbers.
Yeah.
you call people, you don't cheat, you call people, you do your thing, and after 2 months you'll be 2%. But not more than that. I rarely see, yeah, superstar 3-4%, but that you have to work. Like it's another game. So yeah, you compete Legion, it's 1-2%.
Yeah.
And 7.5%, that's 4, right? 4 to 8 times almost. It depends. 4 to 8, yeah, 8 times.
It's a lot. It's fun.
Yes, it is. It is.
And,
it is, Grant.
And when you call a lead and you get a client, you're not building your online presence.
Of course. That's something that
so it's like, sure, you may get a lead, you may close it, but what else happens? You're not standing out and differentiating by doing leads. You're not building your database with a high quality relationship. You're not building your sphere of influence when you do that. You're not developing your brand as the local market expert. You're just trying to get a deal. And you may get a deal, but if you're trying to build a business, if you're trying to build a career, you need all these other elements.
Yes.
And we definitely help people make money in their first year with us. But I think people really start to notice the benefit to their business long-term by being the ambassador for their Park Bench website for 3-5+ years. Like, we have clients who've been with us for 7 years, and everything they put on the website ranks in the search engines on the first page. And they have a steady stream of business every year that comes from the relationships they built in previous years.
Yeah.
That they wouldn't have built if they didn't have a local platform that allowed them to start a conversation with that person.
Perfect. Perfect, Grant. I'm really happy that you accepted to do this interview. I know you're really busy and you have a lot of things going on. This will help me in Quebec, and will also help other people in Quebec.
Totally.
who think about this, and you know, they really believe that lead gen is the answer. They will have a few thoughts to think about it. And do you have something yet to conclude this interview?
I would say I have taught. I don't say no to lead gen if it works for someone, because at the end of the day, you want to do everything that you can that works. If it works, do it. My only concern is when someone's new, they have a limited budget, and you don't know whether it's going to work or not. Whereas Park Bench, we guarantee it works, or you don't pay us any money.
Exactly.
That's really useful for a new person who has limited money to spend. And then if you're a solopreneur, managing lots of lead sources is really difficult and complex. I say, if you can only do one or two things, you really got to start picking and choosing the right thing for where you want your business to go. And if then they compare lead gen to Park Bench, and if they can only do one or two things, then they'll probably end up wanting to do Park Bench over lead gen, just because lead gen does not do everything they need for their business long-term. It may help them get a client, but it does not do everything they need to get their business done. And if people have questions, like, they can just email me, you know, like, if someone can prove using numbers and time that buying leads works better than doing this, I'll tell them to go do it. Go buy leads then. If your personality is better for it, I'll tell you to go do it. You know, we only need to work with one person per area. So we don't need to work with someone who isn't going to be happy and successful doing it. The thing is, like, there's a reason why most people will never get 3-4% on buying leads. Here's why. the platforms, if you know the right people and get to see the analytics, as I have, 3% of people on realtor.ca, on realtor.com, on Zillow, on Zolo, on Facebook, 3% need a realtor. 97% either already have a realtor, don't even need, they're not even in the market. They're just browsing. They're just looking at it. Or they just sold their house and they're still looking at real estate just to compare. So three groups of people who go to these platforms to look at real estate, fill in forms to look at real estate. They either already have a realtor, they already sold their home, or they're not even interested in buying or selling. They're just looking and just filling in their information. That's 97% of all the people on those platforms. They admitted that that is, and that's the reason why conversion rates are only 1-2%.
Yep.
Because you're only working with three.
Yep, it's true.
But you still have to work through 97. How inefficient is that? That you have to work through 97% of people who will never be your client to find 3%, because everyone's filling it out, but 97% will never use you. But you got to work through 97% to find 3 to then close 2 or 1 or half. It's never going to get good.
Yeah. See, that explanation, it's worth a lot of money and a lot of time and energy. It was very simple and very to the point. And when I started PowerBench, I saw, like I told you, the marketing part, and also I saw your vision. But what I also saw, it's exactly what you said. When we work with PowerBench, we have the tools and we can do everything that a broker needs to do. Create content, local, video, then promote it on the social networks. And we hear people talking about social networks and promoting yourself on social networks. So you have the choice of taking pictures of you continually and put it on the social networks, or work with PowerBench and give back to the community and put it on your social networks. And that's what I really, really, really liked about PowerBench also. You want to maybe explain the promotion part and what's the system that PowerBench does, the complete system?
Yeah. So a realtor needs to build their YouTube.
Yep.
YouTube is the number one platform that a realtor should focus on building, because it's a search engine as well as a social media platform. As well, Facebook and LinkedIn.
Yep.
Those are the top three. The problem is realtors struggle with, what do I put on there?
Yes.
And you can't just put real estate content on there, because the majority of people who are on your Facebook, LinkedIn, and YouTube don't care about real estate all the time. People only move every 15, 20 years. And so when you do PowerBench, what you're doing is you get to have an interview with someone in your community, because that person doesn't want to be featured on a real estate agent's Facebook page. They don't want to be featured on a real estate agent's YouTube page. Or you go ask any business owner out there, hey, you want to be featured on a real estate agent's website and Facebook and YouTube? They're going to look at you and be like, no, I don't really actually care to be featured on those platforms. But you ask that same local business owner, hey, do you want to be featured on a local website? They all say, yes, I'd love to be featured. So PowerBench is the local platform that helps an agent get to interview and get to know the people in their community. Because the people in their community want to have a blog and a video about them on a local website that ranks in the search engines. And that's what PowerBench does for the business. And it, what it does, it gets the agent the meeting. But then when the agent creates the content, where else are you going to put it? You put it on your social media as well. And that helps all the fans and followers and friends that you have on that social media start to see you as a local market expert, which is the number one criteria they look for when choosing an agent. Is, do I believe this person is a local market expert? And so by doing Park Bench, you get better content for your social media.
Yep.
And by doing Park Bench, you build your YouTube, you build your Facebook, you exactly. build your email list, and that's yours forever. Mm-hmm. Whether you work with Park Bench forever or not, you're using Park Bench to meet people. You're using it to build your database with new relationships. You're using it to get the chance to create this really high quality content that you then put on your own social channels and email and YouTube, which builds your online reputation. And so I tell people, like, the data is yours, the content's yours. I'm not taking anything from it. You're just using me and Park Bench to do it.
And in Quebec, they can use me to build it also.
And that's the thing.
They get you and they get me also when they decide to do business. Perfect, Grant. It's been a long and very, very nice interview. I really appreciated this. I'd like to thank you for doing this interview. My name is Dragoș Ruxandu. I'm a real estate broker with eXp Realty in Quebec. And thank you for listening and have a phenomenal day.
Thanks, Dragos. I appreciate it.
See you, Grant.